Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Fun Friday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be joining us in the next segment of the show, and we're going to talk about all the news. We're going to do all of the lineups. We got a lot of stuff still to come. SmackDown tonight, Against All Odds tonight, the Worlds Collide show tomorrow, Money in the Bank tomorrow, Raw on Monday with a world title match, which some people think is going to be a Money in the Bank cash-in, could be, and another 4 hours, 4 hours of AEW on Wednesday, and NXT as well, which we can get to. But a lot to get into, and we're going to talk about all of the news here on the show, including health updates on a few people, Dalton Castle and Rebel, who I believe is still under contract to AEW. We're going to talk about a WWE house show, which back in the day wasn't even news, but nowadays it is news. They're actually doing a house show. We'll talk about what's going on with Against All Odds tonight and Karrion Kross and his contract status and plenty more. If you would like to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, as well as F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos, everybody. What are you waiting for? At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And it is Fun Friday, so my plan is to open up those phone lines in the final segment of this show. So get ready to call and ask questions of myself and Tom Lawler. So that's the plan for a fun edition of Fun Friday. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
If there's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod workwear. So if you're not sure what to get dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us for a filthy fun Friday, which sounds like quite a time. A filthy fun Friday. Triple alliteration. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about here today. I just want to start with an update for those of you that have been following ShareGate over the last couple of days. The new Observer is out. Dave wrote, Endeavor purchased 1.93% of TKO from Vince McMahon for $250 million. This would give Endeavor 62% ownership of TKO. McMahon still has 6.4 million shares worth about $1 billion. McMahon would own 7.9% of the TKO stock or about 3.2% of the full value of WWE, UFC, PBR, and the rest of TKO companies. So there you go.
Well, thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
Because I was very confused.
You're welcome.
After the previous show, but now things have been hammered out, and I understand. But I'm still looking to buy some of those Vince McMahon shares.
Well, he's got.
Everybody know I'm on the hunt.
He's got 6 million left, so grab them while you can.
Yeah, I heard they got a good rating today too.
Well,
things are looking up.
A good rating? What do you mean, the stock?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were talking about ratings. Listen, I don't like to spend a lot of time on ratings because it drives everybody nuts. But sometimes it's important to say something about the ratings. And this is definitely an important week for it because, you know, they did Fyter Fest on Wednesday. 4 hour block of AEW because, you know, they've got Dynamite on Wednesday. And they've got Collision on Saturday, but You know, we got NBA playoff games. We got this. We got that. And so Collision has been preempted. It's been, you know, it's been put late on Saturday night. It's been put
Thursday.
Thursday. So this week they put it on. They put it on Wednesday after Dynamite, and it is kind of an experiment. Obviously, I mean, if it ends up doing very well, I mean, we could end up getting permanent four-hour blocks. I don't expect that to happen, but this four-hour block did really well. I mean, as a four-hour block, it did 655,000 viewers. So at 4 hours, it was up 3% from the two-hour Dynamite last week, the third highest viewership for the two-hour block since March 26, 2025. And if you compare how the second 2 hours did as compared to what normally is on after Dynamite, it did way better. It did not fall to the average. Like the average on that channel in that time slot. It didn't fall to the average until 12:30. The last half hour was very slightly below the 12:30 to 1 average. And so they're doing another 4 hour block this coming Wednesday. And if this continues, man, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I talked about this with Vinny last night. So you guys remember when Raw went to 3 hours, and it was like, oh my God, 3 hours, that's way too long. And we were expecting oversaturation and the thing to collapse and lose viewers. Well, that eventually happened, but it took a year. The first year of three-hour Raws did very well, and it was only after about a year that the thing started to go down. It was too much for people. So it's possible that you know, this might be the answer here, at least for the short term. I don't want that. I can't handle 4 hours every Wednesday, but, I mean, there you go.
Yeah, I hope not. It was just too much all at once, you know? I don't know what the best day is. I was thinking about this earlier. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of problems because of the prior contracts they have with the, well, I guess not the NBA going forward, but the NHL and other sports properties. But they need to hammer down a perfect time for this. And I really sure hope that it's not another 2 hours on Wednesday.
Hey, can you do me a quick favor? Mm-hmm. Can you pull up the Money in the Bank lineup?
Sure.
And do some quick predictions while I step aside for a moment?
Yeah, no problem.
I'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm going to hand the show over to Tom, everybody. Be right back.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brian, as I try to bring up this Money in the Bank WWE lineup that is taking place tomorrow. Before the show, Brian and I were talking, and I believe the AAA show, the Worlds Collide show, begins at 12, and this show must be taking place at... Usually they start at 8 p.m. Eastern. So let me see if I can find this lineup for Money in the Bank. Of course, which is proving to be harder than I could ever imagine. We have for sure the two Money in the Bank matches, which we've had qualifying for over the past month. The big favorite to win the men's Money in the Bank match is Seth Rollins. Also in the match, Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, Andrade, Penta, and El Grande Americano. I know Brian has this great fantasy that El Grande Americano wins. He's unmasked as somebody else, but I think what you need to do here is the obvious story. I think Seth Rollins wins. I think he maintains his hold at the top of Monday Night Raw as the main character, so to speak, for the rest of the year, and ends up with the title around his waist sooner than later. The Women's Money in the Bank match, a little bit harder, I think, to predict. We have Rhea Ripley, Alexa Bliss, Naomi, Roxanne Perez, Julia, and Stephanie Vaquer. I think it's just too early for Stephanie, Julia, or Roxanne to win this match. And Julia's already made it quite clear she's going after the Zelina Vega title that she holds on SmackDown in the Women's U.S. title. Also in this match, Rhea Ripley, Alexa Bliss and Naomi, as I said. My pick to win is Naomi. I think Naomi wins this match. I think Jade Cargill takes the women's title from Tiffany Stratton sometime during the summer, and then Naomi cashes in and wins the women's belt. We also have a women's Intercontinental Championship match. Lyra Valkyria takes on Becky Lynch in a feud that has gone on for a few months now, at least since WrestleMania, as they were partners there. But Becky quickly turned on Lyra. Lyra still the Women's Intercontinental Championship title holder. They've been heating this up, brawling, doing promos, and they will get to this one-on-one match here. I think it's time. I think Becky walks away the champion and, you know, in a way elevates this title before either Lyra wins it back from her or somebody else moves on up the card. And then we have the somewhat main event. I don't know if this will go on last, but we have John Cena in his retirement tour teaming with Logan Paul, the only other man in the WWE that has the hustle, loyalty, and respect to carry the company through the future, according to John Cena himself, Logan Paul. And they will take on the former champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and the Yeet Man, Jey Uso. I think Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso are walking away the losers of this match. I don't know if John Cena's getting a win over Jey. I don't know if Logan Paul's getting a win over Cody Rhodes. I got no clue, but I think the team of Cena and Paul will be your victors. Brian, any predictions for Money in the Bank?
Dude, I was I have a couple of people I do predictions with over Cameo. And man, I'm stumped, dude.
I didn't ask about your height. I asked about the matches.
Get out of here. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawlor is joining us here today. As far as Money in the Bank, man, I didn't hear all your predictions, but I guess Seth Rollins wins the briefcase. I mean, I don't picture Penta, Andrade. I mean, maybe El Grande could win and they could do some gimmick down the road where he unmasks as somebody else that we don't expect or something. I don't know. But I just I can't think of anybody other than Seth that might win that thing.
That's what I literally said you wanted.
Yes. And then for the women, who did I pick? I think I picked Roxanne. But, I mean, that one is actually almost. All right, you know what? I picked Naomi. But it could be Roxanne as well. To further dissension in the whatever they call it, Judgment Day, and then I figured that what did I figure?
Becky Lynch.
No, I'm looking at the tag match. I can't even remember what I predicted because I can't figure any of these out. It's like I don't think Cena's going to pin Cody, or Cody's going to pin Cena. Maybe Jay pins Logan Paul.
Nah, I think Cena pins Jay.
Cena pins Jay. I guess you could do that, but then what are you going to do? Title for title down the road?
Just adds into this storyline of Jay sucking on his way to facing Gunther the next night.
What is up with my hair?
I think it looks good.
People asking if my cat combed my hair. Is that really a nice thing to say to somebody? I don't think so. And then, yes, I think that Becky beats Lyra. So those are my... predictions for this particular show. All right, what else do we have here?
AAA, Worlds Collide.
We do have World. I'm trying to
taking place before
I'm trying
that.
To leave a couple of extra things just in case I need to take a call here.
UFC 316.
Hey,
right
actually, you know what?
That.
Hey, you know what? Save for if I have to take a call. Save it. The UFC jiu-jitsu thing. You can talk about that.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Boy.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, huh? So this weekend, we've got tonight besides SmackDown, which I was going to save the SmackDown lineup for Tom as well, but too bad. Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso confront John Cena and Logan Paul. So by the end of the night, we'll find out who's winning what tomorrow.
Really?
I just laughed at this. A once great head of hair has now been reduced to hay. Really? God.
Is that a nice thing to say to somebody?
That's not a nice thing to say either. Jiminy Christmas. We got Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley, Stephanie Vaquera, and Alexa Bliss versus Roxanne, Julia, and Naomi. Golly, they got a women's division. And you ready for this? Every Money in the Bank participant will appear. All right.
Well, I mean, all of the women's ones are in a match, so...
I get mad at AEW for this. Bro, it's a three-hour show, and we got three segments announced. We got one segment announced per hour.
No, there's been another segment added.
Oh, really? Oh,
what is it? LA Knight will take on Aleister Black.
Oh. All
so
right.
Match. Live from the something, Health Arena in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, they're running a house show this weekend.
Dignity Health. There's no dignity in Bakersfield. Who are they trying to kid?
WWE's got a house show coming up at the American Bank Center in Corpus Christi, Texas, July 19th. Sandwich between SmackDown in San Antonio and Raw in Houston. And, of course, this is in very, very close proximity to All In, 1 week afterwards, although they are several hours apart. And they've done virtually zero house shows this year, like non-televised house shows. And this is the last one until they do some house shows in August based around the Paris PLE. So very, very rare. Want to wish the best to a couple of people. Dalton Castle appears ready to return to the ring. They had a vignette on Ring of Honor. He'll be returning soon. This guy has had a lot of problems one way or the other. So, you know, his torn biceps and concussion and had back problems for a long time. So I am a big fan of Dalton Castle. I think he has the best suplexes in all of wrestling. And hopefully he's back on Ring of Honor and AEW TV soon. And then all the best to Rebel, who I'm 99% sure she is still under contract with AEW, even though I don't think she has been seen literally in years. She hasn't had a match in AEW in 3 years, and she was just hospitalized. She had a tumor removed. She has been having some health issues. Tweeted on May 12th, she was losing hope amid the situation, determined to keep fighting. Hospitalized in May for a mass in her lung, which was removed. They found some other issues. So hopefully this clears up a lot of stuff, you know. Depending on where the tumor is, it can cause a lot of ancillary issues, I guess we can say. And sometimes you can remove it and things will clear up. So hopefully everything works out great for her. All the best to her and Dalton Castle. And everybody else who's having issues, and there's a lot of them. So, there you go.
Yeah, not necessarily an issue, but former competitor in the, remember the overweight classic?
Yes, we actually. Had, Brian? Yes, is another one.
Former competitor.
Brian Malonis.
Brian Malonis has announced that he is stepping away from active competition as a wrestler. He's retired. Always a great guy to run into. Love talking to Brian. Every time I see him, so best of luck to him.
Best of luck with him, very much so. Golly, I remember the Overweight Classic. Why did we even do that? Just decided it would be fun?
It was when the Cruiserweight Classic was going on.
That's right, that's right.
We thought we were so funny.
Well, you know, we
kind of were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not the ones that came up with the Monster Bash. That was WWE.
The Monster Mash Battle Royal? Is that what you're talking
Pretty
about?
Pretty sure it was the Monster Bash because they couldn't use Monster Mash. But yeah, they had the Monster Mash Battle Royal. I feel like it was an ECW.
It was.
But it was kind of one of those things that, you know.
Best match ever. One of them. Top 10. Tell Lance.
Yeah.
You all right over there?
I was just thinking.
You can't even think about what would happen if you messaged Lance and said that. Hey.
I did an interview with my buddy Mike Sweeney, and it'll be coming out next week or 2 weeks from now. But, you know, he does a podcast with his buddy that reviews Attitude Era, WWE. And so we reviewed the D-Generation X pay-per-view, which, like, I have very fond memories of that pay-per-view because when I was young, I watched that Shawn Michaels-Ken Shamrock match like 50 times. Because, you know, whatever you want to say about Shawn at the time, and he was certainly having some problems and everything like that, this show, D-Generation X, December 1997, I am convinced was his absolute physical athletic peak as a worker. Because the very next month, he destroyed his back at the Royal Rumble, then he hurt it worse at WrestleMania, then he retired for 4 years. And he came back and he was, like, great in a different way, but he was never as athletic and fast and, like, he was just on fire in this match, and Ken Shamrock was green, and it was the most incredible job of carrying a guy who got completely blown up. I mean, this match is just incredible. But the rest of the match, the rest of the show, I mean, it sucked. Just like one horrible match after another. Horrible, horrible. But it was also the week, it was actually about 3 weeks earlier, Vince had done the Brett screwed Brett speech on Raw. And, you know, my point to all of this is, when Vince did Brett screwed Brett, in his mind, he was baby-facing himself. And Bret Hart was supposed to be seen by the fans as the villain, okay? It totally didn't work that way. Obviously, everybody turned on Vince, and this led to Vince becoming Mr. McMahon, and in a way he goes. So, you know, my point is that Vince has had a lot of stupid ideas in his life, you know? He thought that Becky Lynch should be a heel. He thought that his Bret screwed Bret was him being a babyface. He thought CM Punk's pipe bomb promo was a heel promo. I mean, this guy's had so many stupid ideas in his lifetime, okay? But if we're fair, he's also had some good ideas. And one of them was the Monster Bash. Yes, I managed to circle all the way back to Monster Bash. And I can't believe that that didn't become an annual Halloween tradition with WWE. They should have done that every single year. With the four biggest guys, Omos, Obafemi, you know, Shankly, whoever.
Oh, gosh, Shankly. Baba Thunder.
Sure. Baba Tunda, whoever.
Do you remember what other... they had another random match. I think it was like virtually the same rules as the Monster Bash Battle Royal after the Royal Rumble where Stone Cold cheated to win and they had that final four pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And who is in that? I think it's Brett. Vader is in there. Undertaker, for sure. And then there's one more. Maybe it's Sid. I remember that match being awesome as well.
Yeah. So, man, I wish they'd bring it back. Hey, you know, if anybody's listening, they can get the word to old Nick Khan and old Paul. Bring back the Monster Bash is an annual tradition every year.
We need to talk to Dogfight. No?
No. Oh, to do their own Monster Bash?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not as fun, bro. It's not as fun. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, listen, everybody. I got to take a quick call here. I'll explain it after a while. But here's the phone number if you want to give us a call here today. We're going to open up the phone lines when I get back. In the meantime, Tom's got a lot of stuff to talk about, including explaining his dogfight story so he doesn't get heat. And maybe the jiu-jitsu thing and that four-way thing you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the phone number if you want to give us a call, 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. Phone lines open. Call that number, and we'll take those here in a moment. Whatever you want to talk about, if you want to ask Tom and I questions, I don't care. It's Fun Friday. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Tom.
Cool. Yeah. So I don't want to get attacked after that last segment by people who don't know or haven't heard us talk about what dogfight is before. I'm not trying to get some a Michael Vick promotion going. There's an MMA company that has run battle royals. They've run 3-on-1 fights. They've run the gamut of insane battles that you could think of. And that is the promotion I was referring to just before we move on. Now, I guess a good segue from dogfight would be to UFC 316, which takes place this weekend. I know we already talked a little bit about Worlds Collide. We talked about SmackDown. We talked about the big Money in the Bank show tomorrow. But you know which one is going to bring in more money than all of them? The biggest prize fight of the weekend. It's going to take place in New Jersey as Merab Dvalishvili defends his bantamweight title against the challenger, the former champion, Sugar Sean O'Malley. In the co-main event, Kayla Harrison challenges Juliana Pena for the women's bantamweight championship. Kayla Harrison, a big favorite, looks jacked beyond belief in the lead up to the fight. Looked like Skeletor on the scale at the weigh-ins. Will she be able to come back at 100% and get the win? We'll find out tomorrow. And then the rest of the card's solid, but those are the two big fights up top. Dvalishvili against Sean O'Malley, Pena against Kayla Harrison. And then in some news that's interesting to Brian and I.
Yes.
UFC also today announced UFC Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, as they will be holding not only a reality show, the UFC Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Road to the Title, which will air free on the UFC's YouTube channel starting Monday, June 16th at noon, but at the culmination of that, they will have title fights to crown the first ever UFC BJJ world champions. They will have title fights at bantamweight 135, lightweight 155, and welterweight 170. So they're sticking with the same weight classes the UFC already uses. The super fight at the end of this will be between Mikey Musumeci and Harrison Gabriel, the two coaches of the UFC Road to the Title series, and it looks like they're trying to stake their claim not only in MMA, as we've seen. We've talked a bunch about Zuffa boxing or TKO boxing maybe coming soon, but hey, they got the jump on on it with UFC BJJ starting June 16th.
Do they have a really old, broken down dudes division? Is that possible? I could make 135. Just not sure about,
Could you beat Mikey Musumeci or Harrison Gabriel?
I mean, I don't think so, but...
Well, that's who's fighting for the title at 135, so...
Right. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Philip Sandman from Simi Valley, California.
Yeah, my main man, Sandman. What's up?
Not much. Just wondering if you feel that any time in the future or right now, it's possible that any promotion could possibly pull off a tournament the way that they do it in the NHL or the NBA playoffs, do their formats right there, because currently they're doing it like, say, they would do to determine a Super Bowl champion in a one-match series. Do you think it's possible to pull off a multi-match series each round, or is that, you think, too much for a viewer, or just seeing the same match over and over again?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Here's the problem. I don't watch any of these sports, so I don't even know how they do their tournaments.
What he's saying is each round of the playoff system has a certain set number of games, right? So maybe the early round would be five games, a best of five series, and then a best of seven. And what he's saying is, could you format a tournament like that where you would have essentially Andrade against Melo in a best of seven in the semifinals, and then there would be another bracket where there's another best of seven going on, and then the two people would meet in
sure, but I think that the however you do any tournament, I mean, I think you're better off doing it in a New Japan or an AEW, where the fans are a little more into the sporting aspect of it and a little more into, well, they've seen tournaments before. The Continental Classic, the G1, Best of the Super Juniors, whatever. You know, you've got an audience that is used to tournaments and the sporting aspect of it. I'm not sure that a WWE audience is going to have the patience for that. They're less into, I mean, even golly, when they did that Andrade Carmelo thing, they wouldn't even tell us what it was. They just said it was a series. They wouldn't even say best of seven.
The viewers figured out it was a series long before they ever mentioned
it. Yeah.
We talked about it ad nauseum. The fans in the arena knew. They were just facing each other every week, trade and wins, back and forth. It was a massive pissing contest between the two of them. And then eventually, at the end, they're like, yeah, best of seven, with no winner, by the way. Still,
I think the thing is that whatever you're going to do, your audience either needs to be ready for it at the time, or you need to train them to be ready for it. It's not like people who watch WWE couldn't eventually be trained to appreciate tournaments. But right now, they're not. And so you've given them one thing for a long time. I don't think that that's something that they would necessarily go for. AEW, more so. New Japan, absolutely.
WWE ID just did like some weird double elimination tournament. And I don't know. Can anybody follow that? Do they know what's going on? Brian, we didn't mention this yesterday either. WWE Evolve Champion. Did you see the graphic? Jackson Drake from the Vanity Project.
Wow, that's his name? I literally did not know until right now.
It is one of the five people in the Vanity Project.
Okay, good.
Only three of them were on NXT Tuesday, but
all right. Let's go to the. Actually, this is the international web browser line. You're on the air. Who is this? Actually, I know who it is. It's Joe from Sheffield. I even know his question. But go ahead, Joe.
Wow. Hey there. Two questions. One question is about submission finishes, particularly with baby faces. I feel like a lot of baby faces nowadays are kind of, they don't want to tap out to finishes. They'll much more often pass out, like Austin in WrestleMania 13. And honestly, I don't know about you guys, but I feel it kind of makes the finish feel a bit flatter and not as exciting. And I don't know if it's a case of like, them wanting to like stay strong or whatever, but I think it, I don't know, I don't think it'll make them look weak if they tap out.
Well, two things. Number one, you know, if you're talking AEW, WWE, I mean, this is the booker's choice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they probably see it as a way to protect guys. Oh, he didn't tap. He just went out. I don't think the wrestlers are necessarily, I mean, maybe sometimes they're arguing it or whatever, but I think in general, it's not up to the wrestlers whether they tap or go out. And the funny thing is, we just actually had a wrestler tap out, like Gunther tapped out to Jey Uso. And the funny thing is, like, fans were mad about it. They were like, oh, they killed Gunther. He tapped out to this guy. And it's like, nah, he'll be fine. But you clearly have been trained, actually, to see the tap out as something devastating.
Let me add to this.
Yes, Tom.
Kind of on the flip side, because I know from my personal experience, if we're going to look at this from it's realistic from kayfabe point of view, right? I have been submitted in fights, and the first time I tapped out to a rear naked choke, and after that I said, I'm not tapping out again. I'm going to go out. Mm. I'm going out on my shield. And lo and behold, I went out on my shield. But those were both the chokes, right? You have to think about the damage that's being done. I'm not going to be able to hold out on an extended arm bar. I'm not going to be able to hold out if my leg is being torqued 180 degrees and my heel's facing the opposite way. So chokes, it's a little bit more believable. Because, Brian, you know, guys go out all the time in the gym just because they don't want to tap. So,
not good.
Hmm. Well, it's funny you say that, because I think... But do you see what I mean, though, by it feels like the finish is like a little bit flatter? Like
I think it's overdone.
Like tapping.
Yeah, I think it's overdone as a finish. I agree with you there. And I think that, you want the action of that tap. I thought, and we can use the example from Wednesday between Moxley and Briscoe, but I thought that finish was flat because of the way that it came off. And, you know, Briscoe was just kind of like a dead body there, and there was no motion. There was no big action leading to it. And I think that it kind of hurt it with the crowd.
Well, yeah, but I mean, somebody had the idea, which is actually a great idea, which is that it can't happen now because Moxley is the champion. But if Moxley loses the title at All In and you build up this Briscoe thing, I mean, you could use these two, you know, going out but not tapping, to build to an I Quit match with Briscoe and Moxley once Moxley no longer has a title, and Briscoe can either tap him out or have him say I quit if it's an I Quit match. And then, you know, Moxley beat him twice, but you know what? He never made that man give up. And Briscoe gets his revenge by making Moxley give up.
That's great, but we see everybody not give up.
Well, I know. You were correct. It is overdone, like many things in wrestling. Mm. It should be saved for when it's needed.
Like, just like my final comment on that, like, just like what you guys said, like, you brought up Gunther. And then the other person, like, and you brought up Moxley. And I remember when he tapped out in a Texas Death Match or something to Hangman. And both those times with Gunther tapping and Moxley tapping, it was just like the crowd erupted.
Well, yeah, because you're seeing
again,
something
like,
visual.
He's a bit overdone, like, passing out and like, feeling a bit flat. And, like, just compare those reactions. I think it's night and day. But anyway, my other question, sorry, completely unrelated.
Well, is, actually, hold on. If I could back up to one of the reasons why wrestlers will do that spot is because Stone Cold and Bret Hart.
Well, sure.
Right? People love to reenact that. Yeah. But the whole point of that spot was to turn the crowd and get them on the side of Stone Cold. So I think a lot of wrestlers need to think about why these things were done in the past in their context before they bring them into 2025 all the time, you know?
All right, you got about a minute. Your other question.
Sorry, my other question, completely unrelated. I don't know if it's got anything to do with you at all, but at the end of the year, at the start of the new year, on the Observer website, there's usually like a top audio moment, like a compilation.
I'll save you the trouble, brother. So the end of the year compilation, we've had many people ask about it. This had nothing to do with us. This was a fan-made thing. Fellas on the board have always done it. They just collect it throughout the year, and then they make the compilation. And then we just put on the front page. They made it. So we have never done a best of. And last year, nobody made the best of. And this year, there is actually a thread. Someone has offered to do it this year, and there's a thread, like, put your favorite moments from the show in the thread so that this guy can compile it at the end of the year. But no one's putting anything in. So If nobody puts anything in, there ain't going to be a best of show. So if you're listening to this and you've heard all these funny moments from the past 4 months, you better go back and find them and put them in that thread. Otherwise, there's not going to be a best of. But anyway, I want to thank you very much for the call. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got to mention something here. My buddy Derpy Dodo 82 says, a tap out is a visual thing for the crowd to see, especially if the person tapping really sells the drama. You know, I didn't mention this on the Brian Avini show on Tuesday, but we were reviewing Mid-South Wrestling. And the Mid-South Wrestling TV is in this little studio. It's just this little tiny studio. There's like, you know, 40, 50 people there or whatever. But then obviously the TV was done to build these big events. And they had some clips on the show from when they had a show at the Superdome. And yeah, it was just amazing watching it because you watch the guys work in a studio in front of TV cameras and in front of a small crowd every week, and they're just working or whatever. And then they cut to some footage of the same guys in the Superdome. And man, these guys in the Superdome, when they sold, like everything had to be boom and ah, and like all this. Because, you know, in a big building like that, which you were just doing it for the live crowd, it's like that guy way up there had to see what was going on. Whereas when
you're going to wrestle for the cheap seats.
Yeah, you're going to wrestle for the cheap seats. Nobody does that anymore. Nobody. Because everything now is you got a hard cam. Like all you do is wrestle for the hard cam. Or you wrestle, there's a camera right there, right in your face at ringside or whatever. And it's one of those lost arts in wrestling. But it was so amazing to watch. It was Buddy Landell, actually, because you see Buddy Landell in the studio and he wrestles one way. And then there's Buddy Landell, the Superdome. And this guy is outrageous the way he's selling this stuff. And it was like, yep, you got to make it big for that guy way up there who ain't got no binoculars and no big screen. He's got to be able to see what's happening.
I think it's about time we need a new Nature Boy.
What?
Could be you, Brian.
Oh, bring it back?
Yeah.
You know, if Ric Flair wasn't Ric Flair, I'd do one last run as the Nature Boy.
You're doing a Buddy Landell homage. Work on that leaping elbow. I could see it happening, Brian.
God, I'm doing dropping on my buttocks for a finish over and over. We're out of here, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.